You're listening to The Art of Imperfect Adulting. I'm your host, Amy Stone. Here, I share stories from real people navigating the adventure that I call adulting. Are you ready? Me too. Let's do this. Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm going to introduce you to Andre Hoffman. If you're a longtime listener of the program, and I hope that you are, you might already know what I'm about to tell you, which is that I actually don't pick the topics that people bring to me. I give them a framework of what I like to talk about, and they submit. The guests submit what they want to talk about. Today, Andre calls himself the Doctor of Self-Love, and he, as his business, offers to help individuals, in his own words, these are not mine, help individuals restore self-worth and move rapidly towards goals. What we talk about, Andre and I, today in this episode is that over a 20-year time span, he's pretty sure that he spent $100,000 on self-development programs that he says were a waste of money and time. And when I read that on his pitch, I really wanted to ask him about that. So we talk about how he made the decision to make those investments, like what he actually bought and what it cost him and why he did it. And then I ask him directly, what's the difference between what he does now and the programs that he described as a waste of money? So that's what the conversation is about today. This topic is a little bit different than a lot of the topics that I share on this show, although I try to keep it on choices and changes and how it impacts his life. So I think it's on brand. Last year in October 2024, in a different podcast, I did a whole thing, a podcast panel where I brought in coaches who were working in the industry and who had hired other coaches. I called it Snark Scams and Coaches Coaching Coaches. So the reality that sometimes people do feel like self-help is not all roses and unicorns is not a totally new topic for me, and it's not something I run away from. But anyway, are you ready to hear how Andre spent six figures on self-development? Let's do it. Andre Hoffman, welcome to The Art of Imperfect Adulting. Are you ready to have a good chat?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. I'm happy you're here. I start almost every interview asking people where in the world they are. Where do you call home these days?
Well, I'm in Hungary. We moved here from Australia. So I live near the Austrian-Hungarian border.
Lovely. Lovely. I have not talked to anybody in either Austria or Hungary today, but that is one of the great things that is nice about being able to do remote interviews. So I love being able to talk to people all over the world. In a second, we're going to start the like official topic, but before we do, I want to ask you a question about you as a person. Can you share with me and the audience something about you, a hobby, a pastime, a passion project you have, something that's not related to work or family?
I love paragliding.
So paragliding.
I usually take my glider wherever we go. And once I think someone has experienced flying, they cannot walk their eyes on the ground. They are always looking for where would be a good launch site. So I'm always looking at places where it would be fun to fly again.
So paragliding, you need to go off a cliff, or paragliding has the engine?
No, it's a paramotoring, the one that has an engine, and that obviously gives a lot better chance to fly anywhere, anytime. But paragliding is just nice and quiet. You need to be able to make use of physics and finding rising air so the glider is not losing height. So it's challenging to read the environment, to see what's going on, colors and clouds and wind directions. And I think it's an experience that keeps one, let's say, really sharp.
I can understand. I don't think there's tons of places in the United States where there's a lot of paragliding. I know that we were on vacation several years ago in San Diego in California, and there they have a spot that you can do it. So it was something I wanted to do as a tourist with a guide, with somebody else who knew how to do it. But the conditions were not favorable. The winds were going the wrong direction, I think that's the way I remember it. But it's on the list. I hope to someday do it because it does look spectacular. But not by myself. with somebody else who has experience. All right. The topic of the day is not paragliding, unfortunately, but it is about how you have a story where you spent $100,000 on personal development. And we're going to talk about how you did that and what it meant to you. Are you ready to talk about that?
Sure,
All
yes.
right, let's do it. Sometimes people propose topics that there's a piece of it that just grabs me. And you actually submitted a lot about things that you've been through, but the $100,000 investment caught my eye. And because it's a big thing. I've heard other stories of people who have done this in the personal development space. But the first question I have for you is, do you remember when this started? What was the very first personal development product that you purchased?
Basically, I do not remember
Okay.
because my, let's say, when I lost my self-worth and confidence was quite young. I must have been 3, 4, 5 years old. I don't even remember. So it was almost outside of my reality to feel good about myself or to feel deserving, to feel worthy. And I knew that there is something wrong with my dad. We have this disconnection. I cannot win his love. And I've been looking for answers as long as I can remember. I thought there is predominantly something wrong with me because I just could not be the good boy. And he never praised. He would not know how to say well done or congratulate. These were missing words in our family, especially male figures. And he had a similar scenario with my grandfather. So I've been looking for books. That was the first easier answer. But then it was building into seminars, and I realized, maybe outside English speakers, then maybe because I was born in Hungary, I thought, it's a small country. The answer should be in the big world out there. So I've learned English, and then I realized, there are massive change makers out there in the personal development industry, like Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, T.H. Rekker, and so on. And I attended their events, and these were sometimes, Unleash the Power Within, or and these are wonderful events. And I think what I really needed is someone to find my hidden keys to my self-worth. But all I could go by is, all right, what else is out there? And I will basically pounce on everything that might help me. And this is how I was investing time, money, focus into in meditation and traveling overseas, all kinds of meditations and doing affirmations, past life regression,
Yeah,
everything.
everything. Okay, so I mean, I'm in self-help and self-development. I love it. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But as a it's an eye-catching figure to say that you made a six-figure investment. Although it compared to some other things that we invest heavily in, maybe it's not. But let's talk more about how long it was that it took to spend $100,000 on these products. And I think that you sort of already answered this, but this was not you signing up for one single individual $100,000 investment. It was multiple investments over time. And so I'm curious if you have an idea of how many things it was that you invested in. Like, was it $52,000 seminars? Was it $10,000 investments? How do you feel like you did this?
I had some of them are in the $3,000-$4,000 mark, and some have been weekend retreats. Like I would not exactly have those numbers now, one by one. And sometimes I ended up in a meditation retreat for a week, and traveling.
Yeah.
That was a big part for me, looking for monks in the Himalayan region, and some gurus to tell me what went wrong with me. So the question was wrong in the first place, but
But
I
you
just
didn't know that.
it could have been more,
Okay.
actually,
How
looking
many
back.
years would you, how long did it take? So you, like, how many years would you say it took you to spend? Was this like a 2 year process? How long did it take you to get to that big figure?
Well, at age 42, 7 years ago, I have, with help from a mentor or a mindset coach, I eventually broke out of my old self. And it was around a 20-year journey. And
Okay.
like life is usually the case, the pressure increased. There was more and more pressure on me. And unfortunately, it got to the point where I was about to lose my two children and my wife and my health. So I had no plan B from that point. And I'm sorry to say that, but for a lot of people, that's what it takes when there is just no more chance
So, and
that.
when you say you were about to lose, you felt like you were about to lose your family and everything, was it because you hadn't yet made the emotional shift, or was it because the investment was so large that it was crippling your life?
Well, I wanted to have that breakthrough before family and having kids.
Okay.
It didn't happen, and I tried network marketing. I thought the answer is making a lot of money, then I'll be safe. So obviously I was pursuing false goals. I didn't know that, of course, spent 5, 10 years on that, and I drove three businesses into the ground with the I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy type of patterns, and I have to work hard for money. I had these beliefs, but I think at that point, the breaking point was, I remember by the time my wife was really angry because I've been promising and promising that, I will change my ways and I will build a life on our terms and have and be present, which I wasn't because I was working 60-hour weeks. This is Sydney in Australia, where we moved back from last year. And like a hard-working father, I thought I must have a home business to break out of the job. So when I got home, I was working. So never being present, exactly like my dad. And my health was deteriorating from driving trucks. And that week, I think I fell asleep twice. Woke up in the emergency lane. These were big trucks that you have in the US, about, well, 60 ton, two trailers.
And that was what
So
you
it,
were doing as a day job. So
yeah.
you were working as a truck driver, and then you were trying to build a business on the side, and you were hiring gurus and mentors to help you unlock the mindset to try and do this.
Yes, hiring is may not be the right word because this was the catch for me. Like I was down $3,000 when I went to these events, and they might work for others, but then they offered on top of that, hey, for another 5,000, you could work with us. And I just could not justify, because I didn't get my breakthrough, another 5,000 on one-on-one type of help or coach. And it got to that point when my wife asked me the next morning, because there was a bit of a slapping competition again, which was time with my small children. I meant to tell them bedtime stories. I kept falling asleep, so I let them to slap me in the face if dad falls asleep. So it was a game for them, but inside, I was shattered. I thought, how have I failed? And I have repeated a full circle with what happened in my childhood when I had this angry father, angry at the world, angry at himself. And then the next morning, my wife asked me, is it time for us to divorce? So the culmination of these events has led to this. It was a very interesting case. I don't talk about this a lot, but my wife asked me, is it time for us to divorce? And I asked for time. Give
I'm
me a
out,
few.
yeah. Yeah.
So I said, I'll come up with a plan. She didn't want to hear about any plans. Just come back to us, work 8, 9 hours, and then be a father. Obviously, that was her solution because nothing else works. And I was doing volunteering as a firefighter. So absolutely crazy, doing the best I can. And after 3 days, I came back to her and I said, look, I do believe inside there must be a solution for this. So with pain in my heart, I will say, if you divorce me or leave me and the kids leave me, I will keep going on this path and I will find transformation and or I drop dead. Because
Okay.
I said I cannot repeat my father's terrible experiences as a father and repeat again this traumatic generational pattern. And I think inside me, I think this is the key here. Inside me, I knew I had no time to play around because it was the worst case scenario for me. And I think my wife, women are amazing. She must have sensed that there something is coming, a breakthrough. And within a few months, I found a mentor, a mindset coach, who helped me. It wasn't a sudden big shift, but new realizations, NLP based and a few emotional healing therapy has completely shifted just my story and the way I seen the past and my dad and all of those things. And the Doctor of Self-Worth brand came not far after that. And I realized, oops, if this is possible and this man has created a result that I couldn't get for 34 years and spending over $100,000 and traveling 70 countries and being crazy about finding something that works, I said, well, probably there are a lot of people out there who are running the same circles.
There
And if
are, I mean, well, there are definitely stories in the self-help world of people who feel like they've made big investments and they haven't gotten the results. I want to ask you, when you were before you met the mindset coach that was the person who helped you, how would you say that you were making the decisions to attend these events and the things you were buying? What was it that you were looking for when you decided to make these investments?
look, I wanted happiness. I wanted to feel peace. And
No, yeah.
I had this, when my father wasn't around, and obviously I moved the other side of the globe, so he was not around. He was 12 hours away in time zones. The furthest point was New Zealand and Australia. That's where I moved to. But when his criticism wasn't, he was highly critical, fault finder, then I wasn't doing it to myself.
So you would see an ad. I'll use Tony Robbins. I'll use Tony Robbins because he's got probably the highest profile of anybody who's selling the program. So you'd see an ad for a Tony Robbins program, a seminar. I live in Florida, so he does the Unleashed program here. You get an ad. You fly from wherever you are to the workshop, although I think he does them all over the world, so maybe he goes closer to you. What were you hoping to get out of the program? You were hoping to get peace, but this is something you repeated over and over again. So walk me through making the decision. You had this deep drive to have somebody help you unlock this piece of your past. You receive an ad. The total amount you're spending is going up. You're not getting the result you want over and over again. How are you making the decision to keep investing in these programs over 20 years?
Well, not into his programs only,
Right, but
but
I just mean generally as an example. Yeah.
overall.
Yeah.
Well, I had the hope because I didn't have to believe in myself. I thought I'm such a special case that for me nothing works. And of course that played out. And I probably I had a faint little hope that and this is probably for some of our listeners is maybe this next video
Yeah.
on YouTube will give me the answer that I've been looking for. Oh, this next book, oh, firewalking, I have never done that. That's gonna give me the breakthrough, or maybe this process, maybe I should come back again because I haven't done it right. Remember the self-criticism patterns?
Yeah.
So I did my best to do these things, but The biggest realization that I had at one point, and this is after my breakthrough, with the beliefs, the limiting beliefs, and the self-sabotage that I was carrying, and how I was filtering the world. I have a demonstration too. Sometimes, you're walking around, you're not good enough. And then you go down to these events, and of course, you will apply everything. That will probably not work. The easy parts, the tiny fixes. But when it becomes very, there's too much discomfort and you get emotionally triggered, the mind is designed to go back to familiar. Go back and get a job. Do what's safe. Do what you've been conditioned to. And this is where I say, reading 300 books for me, I was able to filter out because I was taking action on the books. I was a massive action taker, but I focused on the wrong things. And I was carrying out a lot of little things, trying to fix myself, but not what mattered.
Okay. So what you in your pitch you said that, and you talked about this, eventually your health was at risk, your relationship with your wife and your children were collapsing, and you say that that's when you became 100% committed. And when I read that, the question that popped into my mind was, what is the difference between that level of commitment and when you were spending when you were going through the process and you spent $100,000, because a $100,000 investment is a major commitment to self-development. So what was the shift between making the investment in all of these programs and when you say that you became 100% committed?
I have to say, I believe the $100,000 is not one lump sum. It was always adding more to it. And I see a lot of people in self-improvement mode.
Yeah.
It's almost addictive because you get to find out something new because the mind loves new information, almost thrives on it as food. But I've seen a lot of people who are improving themselves and that they are stuck in there, but they don't actually transform. And probably that's where I was. I didn't have enough risk or stake to really avoid the loopholes that your mind creates.
Okay.
That, oh yeah, I have to make this decision. Yeah, I launched this side business to break out of a job. Like I was doing all of these things, yet I don't think inside my psychology inside, it wasn't like, all right, I'm going for it. I always had this little loophole that, if it doesn't work, then we'll look for something else. And I had to give that up at that point. And as I said, I made that decision. And my wife knew that probably I will live on my own. And at one point, I will drop that. And I said to her, on my tomb, probably it will be inscribed, he has tried until he dropped that.
So you really drew a line in the sand for yourself. I think it's really, really interesting. I think it's an interesting part of your story that you have this major investment that you say was not worth it, the $100,000. But what I think you credit with making the shift is hiring somebody who is a mindset coach, which helped you. So that's like, so I think that it's very, very interesting that it's kind of the same. It's like you hit a point where it did work. And so what feelings do you have now about all those programs that you invested in that added up to that total of about $100,000?
Look, those programs are wonderful. So maybe they have added more awareness, more understanding, but I did not need more IQ. I didn't need more intelligence. I needed a new experience of myself. And I'm not saying those courses are not giving experiences to people, because they do give amazing things. Yet, I think I needed someone who could confront me or create that bubble, that very safe space where my subconscious was complying.
So is it really, is everything that you invested in $100,000, was it all group programs and large entertainment type things, books and seminars in large groups? Or did you also work one-on-one with people in
I had
that?
meditation. I
Okay,
practiced.
meditation.
I did past life regression. So
Oh, right, you
that
did say that.
one-on-one therapy, but they somehow could not unlock the keys to my self-worth.
And do you think the difference in what finally did help you in your self-worth was where you were at the time, that you had drawn the line in the sand that this was it was all or nothing? Or do you think that the difference is in that you finally found somebody who was doing something different?
Such a profound question, Amy. It's so hard to tell, but I do think I had both
Okay.
as a factor in my transformation, and that's why I guarantee results for people, because I don't want them to now spend money and then move on to something less. Like, I want to be the last one for those who are kind of ready, but I do confront them, and I'm sometimes really, really uncomfortable for that reason. Because
Okay.
I remember, I need to create that ledge to switch something here.
So
So
then
yeah.
is what, and then in the minute, so in the minute we're gonna draw a full circle. So today you host a podcast, I think. Let me know if I'm wrong about that. And you use the title Doctor of Self-Worth. You say that you believe the industry needs new standards. What are those standards that you think the industry needs, and how does that relate to the investment that you made all those years?
It's fully relevant. Why? Because, see, I believe with due diligence and with full responsibility, I believe the personal development industry should help people to clarify and get to the root of their problems and clarify the outcome.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen at least 9 out of 10. So, with our best intentions, and that was me too, I signed up for programs which said, oh, you will be happy, empowered, all of those things. But the wounds, the problems, the struggle, the trauma was not addressed. And then I was trying to be happy. And I
Okay.
was trying to get there like the other participants. And some did breakthrough, which is wonderful. But then again, after these big events, there was no follow-through or support, or it was quite costly. And that's how I didn't take that path.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I've actually had a conversation. I did a panel with a group of coaches it was about criticisms of the coaching industry and how people who were within the industry felt about it. So I think that's fair. In a minute, we're going to do the final questions. I want to give you a chance to specifically tell everybody who's listening what you do now as the Doctor of Self-Worth and how people can find you and connect with you online.
The easiest way is just look up my website. It's called www.doctorofselfworth.com. That's DOCTOROF selfworth.com. Nice and easy. And there's a free tab you can download self-help guides. And you can also book a chat with me. And if you punch in hashtag Doctor of Selfworth into any search engine, you'll probably land on one of my social media pages. That might be the easiest way
All
to
right.
engage with me. But what
Very
I do,
good. Go ahead. Yes.
what I do so is what I love to do is to do Sherlock Holmes work, like catching up with someone the old way and figure out what's going on. Like I thrive in those conversations that might be the one conversation that could bring that awareness in that, hey, and I had a lot of those where people do not understand what they were dealing with, or they were incorrectly diagnosing their challenges, and because of that, they were signing up programs that didn't bring results. So I want to find the root. That's what excites me the most. And then if there is a good match and I can help, then I offer a guarantee. I offer a money back guarantee and take people through 6 to 9 months, sometimes for a year, to their new self, which is clear and defined.
Okay, so and I think you said you like to be Sherlock Holmes, the detective. Is that what you said? You like to be the Sherlock Holmes?
I've got to be, because the mind, human mind is such a, trying to find a nice word, such a monster
Okay.
of wanting people to survive. But I do believe in thriving, in happiness, joy, contribution, and this human mind doesn't care about it. It's
All right.
stuck in survival mode. I'm talking about probably 8, 9 out of 10 on this planet. And I want people to experience freedom, to experience a business on their terms and life on their terms, to really be able to create.
All right, so very good. So you do have a special offer for the audience, anybody who's listening, which is a 70-minute breakthrough session, is valued at $375. There's a link to schedule that that will be in the show notes. The easiest way you earlier gave your website, and we'll give your social media accounts. The easiest way for anybody who's listening as they walk, as they do a workout, if they're in their car, to get these links is to be subscribed to the Imperfect Adulting email list, because then I mail it to you. It shows up in your inbox. You just click on it, easy peasy, and you don't have to be hustling for a pen or trying to remember this when you're ready to do it. All right. So I want to thank you very much for that generous offer and for sharing your story today, which is very, very interesting. If you're ready, Andre, I'm going to ask you the three final questions just for fun. Are you ready? Don't be
Yes.
nervous. Don't be nervous. All right. The first one is very easy. What is your favorite color?
Oh, I don't have fun. I'll say blue.
Blue is a beautiful color. All right. So if you are planning a vacation and I give you the choice of a beach destination, a mountain trip, or an urban city with museums and culture, which do you choose?
Well, I would choose both, plus the beach, and that this is why I have a caravan, because then I can have all of them without organizing accommodation. So,
Very good.
I
I think we call caravans RVs in the United States,
yes, we do.
recreational vehicles. So you had like to travel in a road trip with your lodging with you so you can do all kind of things.
Yeah, I love adventures, because I have no idea what is going to happen, where we end up, or am I going to go on a trip or paragliding, or the kids find something interesting and then we just stay local.
So I have one more question, but before I ask it, I am going to say, out of the hundreds of people that I've interviewed over the years, you are the very, and I have interviewed people who have done some crazy, crazy things. I think you are the very, very first paraglider that I've ever talked to, which I think is really interesting. So, all right. So do you listen to other podcasts? And if I asked you to recommend another podcast that you love, what would you suggest?
I do listen sparsely, as I'm quite. There is one by Terry Levine. I don't remember what it was called, but her name is Heartpreneur. That's her brand, and she is sharing amazing insights about running a heart-based business and create a business that you could love.
All right. I will try and find that and include that when I put this together.
That is.
That's it, Andre Hoffman. Thank you for being a wonderful guest today on the show.
You've been amazing as a host. I really felt, yeah, excited.
Thank you for listening today. I hope that you enjoy the show. And before I go, I want to encourage you to become a bigger part of the conversation. Obviously, subscribe wherever you're listening to the show. Listen to more episodes. That'd be great. Obvi, again, please write a review and tell your friends about the show. That truly is a great help for getting the show in front of new people. Okay, but more fun for you yourself, head over to imperfectadulting.com and join the email community. You'll get some free stuff right away, and that way you'll begin to get the emails about the podcast. This includes the links for the special offers from the guests, and it's the only way to get that. Also, if you aren't in the mood to listen, I actually include an article directly in those emails. Whee! Now, if you love this and you crave more time with me, Amy, as a coach, a mentor, or just adultier adult, numero uno, check out The Village. If you have a story you want to share with the listeners, I'd love to hear from you. I have an open application. Just let me know you want it. And that's a wrap for today. Until next time, remember, the journey is the destination. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that, not me. Well, until just now, I did just say it. But what I want you to hear today is that if your adulting journey isn't going the way you expected, that may not mean that you're lost. It may just mean that you're on your way. This is Amy Stone, signing off. The Imperfect Adulting Podcast is created and produced by Amy Stone and Amy Says So. Anything expressed on this show is offered as entertainment, and the views of the guests may not always represent the ideas and viewpoints of the host. That's me. Amy does not intend or hold herself out to provide professional advice or recommendations of any kind. In the end, you and you alone need to make those kinds of decisions based on your personal and individual situation, needs, circumstances, and comfort level.